The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Hainan Airlines Flight 497 successfully flew from Beijing to Chicago O'Hare International Airport last week, running on fuel produced from waste cooking oil. The successful flight hopes to boost the sale and production of renewable fuels. Hainan Airlines, which is China's biggest private airline, made its first biofuel flight in 2015, but this was its first trans-Pacific test. Jian Fen is the president of Hainan Airlines.
The flight was very stable and successful. After flying to a maximum height of 41,000 feet, we found the engine was running well and the fuel was in good condition, which achieved the goal of the test flight.
Renewable fuels have been used primarily as drop-in fuels combined with conventional ones. By gradually expanding renewable fuel commitments with biorefineries, airlines can rapidly drive improvements in fuel costs and availability of these alternatives. Currently, the aviation industry contributes about 2% of human-produced carbon dioxide. Biofuels will help lower emissions ahead of new pollution mandates. Darren Morgan is the director of the Sustainable Fuel Strategy at Boeing.
The sustainable aviation fuels made today are advanced in nature. They're not only sustainable from an environmental perspective, they're better from a technical perspective, and that's a big deal. It is now a reality. It's not an aspiration. It is now a commercial reality.
Alternative jet fuels remain in the testing phase for most airlines, as relatively high costs and commercial scale availability are holding back widespread adoption. A new high-speed railway line in China will increase tourism, business, and the exchange of goods. The 643-kilometer line runs from Xi'an, the capital of northwest China's Shanxi province, to Chengdu, the capital of southwest China's Sichuan province, reducing travel time between the two locations from 16 to just 3 hours. The new line had its maiden run just last week, making it the first high-speed line to travel through the Shunling Mountains. Among other firsts, it also brings the first-ever station stop to the impoverished county of Foping, which is expected to help drive agriculture and tourism to the area. It's also expected to boost the economic development of various other cities and counties along its route, including Ankan, Hansheng, and Guanyuan. For now, 5 trains a day will run between Xi'an and Chengdu at a speed of 250 kilometers per hour. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.